Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. My last commentary was about lunches that kids used to take to school back in the 30s. Leftovers were included as households lacked the sophisticated refrigeration systems that we have today, so you could not toss the leftovers in the freezer to be used at a later date. My grandfather built our house in 1892. The best he could do then to keep food cold for a couple of days were to build a louvered, screened wooden cabinet into the north wall of the pantry. This cooler was used for dairy products and other perishables. He also built an outside rack nearby that would hold about 2 boxes of apples, always buying keepers so there was a supply of apples far into the winter as possible. When I was a kid, we had advanced to an ice box, then to a refrigerator. I used to stand in front of the fridge and marvel at what was going on inside. Food shopping was a true challenge. The freshness at the market was very important so the items could last longer in the home. I remember one year when my mother went shopping for a Thanksgiving turkey. She walked to town, about 2 miles one way, to one of the major meat markets where they had a large display of the birds. The butcher assured her they were very fresh, so she chose one and returned home, storing it in our cooler. The next day, as she was preparing the bird, she found it had started to spoil. Too late to return the carcass, a very upset lady prepared a substitute dinner. I don't remember what it was. The day after Thanksgiving, Mom made the 2-mile trek to the market and told the butcher of her misfortune. The butcher asked her if she had brought the bird with her so he could give her a refund. In no uncertain terms, she told him that if he wanted the bird back, he would have to come to the house and dig it up. The refund was then offered and accepted without the presence of the bird, and Mom never set foot in that establishment again. My mother, like many other ladies in the community, would only patronize a meat market where she could trust the butcher to sell her the very best. During this period, there were still many vendors selling their wares from vehicles. My mother didn't trust a lot of the vendors to give you a fair deal. She did buy from one particular fishmonger when she heard his very loud horn as his truck passed through the neighborhood. But generally, she would point out the ceramic sign posted on one of our steps leading to the front porch, which read, "No peddlers or agents." Mom could be a cranky sort when it came to the purchasing of food, but she had a great safety record for our family. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.